Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, we have a pair of tickets to the Down and Derby Wine Festival presented by Visit South Jersey as our prize today, taking place Saturday, May the 4th at Cooper River Park. You can sample wines from South Jersey's leading wine producers while immersing yourself in Derby-themed fashion and festivities. Tickets available, of course, if you don't win them right here, at downandderbywinefest.com. Again, that's downandderbywinefest.com. We play a game called Beat the Hammer with a now 84-9 hammer. Got the Freddie Mitchell number 84. Got to go for 85. I don't know who's an 85. I have to figure that out. I think there was like, was Rob Carpenter number 85 that caught that touchdown pass from Rodney Peete at the end of the half versus the Lions in 95? Perhaps.
You would know better than I would.
Might have been Rob Carpenter, and he may have been number 85. Let's go out on the, my screen just went off, James. I don't know why my screen just went off, so if you could, please.
That's good, yeah.
It came back. Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Our contestant is Mike in Broomall. Mike, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing, Joe?
I just feel good. Now I got Rob Carpenter in my mind. This is actually not good because my mind's getting cluttered.
And this Rob Carpenter. Yeah, I do remember watching that game.
Yeah, that game was awesome, man. That made it 31-7 when he caught it. Ricky's touchdown made it 38-7 to start the second half, and, you know, it was all over. Mike, you're a big sports fan? I mean, I know you're a big sports fan.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Joe. I've actually played you before, Joe. I have not played the new format. I played the old format a couple years ago.
And so you lost, right?
Twice, yeah. It's been a while, Joe.
Whoa, a two-time loser. So yes. If you lose three times, I mean, Richie may ban you because three strikes and you're out.
Mike already told me he's banning himself.
This makes me so happy. This makes me so happy, Mike, that you lost twice.
I'm gonna ban myself and beat the hammer, but I'll still call up and listen.
And
to
we
Joe,
want you to. All right, Mike, let me put you on hold for 1 second.
Mike is well practiced
in losing. He is. John in Chalfont. John, looks like your chances have just gone up because if I win, when I win, you win.
Joe, this is fantastic. You're going to get this done. Listen, clear your mind. No Ron Carpenter, no 85. All clear, man. Get it ready. I got you queued up. You're good to go.
Appreciate that, John. It's a good pep talk right there.
A lot of support.
That's like a Newt Rockne pep talk right there. I'm going to bring Mike and Broomall back in. I'm going to go clear my mind. I'm going to forget about Rob Carpenter. Mike, I'm stepping in the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
All right. Good luck, Joe.
Joe is sauntering his way into the soundproof booth.
Tell him not to spill any spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, tell me about it.
He says that was not him.
He's like making fun of your hair right now. He's get out of the room here. Come on, get out of here. Nobody needs you here. All right, Mike, how you feeling today, brother?
I'm good. It's nice and warm outside. Garage doors are open.
Beautiful.
Good to go.
I like it. This is my first time doing Beat the Hammer with the new system, Richie, that we've got back here. So hopefully
boy.
I don't screw this up. Hopefully this one isn't on me.
Well, I've got the clock handled.
Okay.
That is not a new system.
That we should be good
we
with.
We can depend on this part. I hope it goes smoothly
Mike,
for
I
all.
Will do my best not to screw this up, Mike. Our category for the week makes a lot of sense. A lot of... talk about it this week. We're doing Philadelphia free agents.
No, Philadelphia free agents.
Philadelphia free agency, free agents, all that type of stuff. Every question related to a Philadelphia signed free agent at one time or another.
Okay.
Mike, are you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I am ready, James. Here we go.
Here we go. Ready to go?
Yep.
Clock will start as soon as I finish the first question. 5 questions. Here we go. Philadelphia free agency question number 1. Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod are 2 of 4 Eagles defensive players acquired via free agency who started for them in the Super Bowl. Name one of the other 2.
Nigel Bradham.
The Phillies signed 3 free agent outfielders prior to the 1993 season who would go on to play for them in the World Series. Name 2 of the 3.
Eisenreich and Will Chamberlain. West Chamberlain.
Who was the last Eagles free agent signing to lead the team in rushing yards in their first season with the team?
Ricky Waters.
Four players started all five games for the Sixers in the 2001 NBA Finals versus the Lakers, but only one was acquired via free agency. Name him.
Ah.
Aaron McKay.
It was George Lynch.
Lynch, yeah.
George Lynch. All right. We are, Mike, that's all right, though. These are tough questions. They're wordy this
These
week.
These are tough.
They're wordy this week.
I mean,
I did my best to cut them down. Mike, you
verbose.
Got a shot. We've had many 1-1 ties hang in there.
Just read slowly for Joe. Read slower.
It's a good thought.
Yeah.
He's going to go back and listen.
Some pauses
He's gonna
in there.
Going to go back and listen.
Yeah.
The hammer saunters
that's
in.
That's all right.
You got to be very aware of what I say because the hammer will go back and diagnose it like it's the Zapruder film.
Sadly, that is true.
It's sad.
That doesn't happen very often, though.
I mean, sometimes I do it even with a win, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because you know the first thing I'm going to do when I win the presidential election, right, John? You know what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to demand a recount just so my win can be proven again. Let's go! Let's go!
That was actually a good line.
Yeah, it's actually from the West Wing.
See, that makes sense. There we go.
Yeah, and from a schmuck, not from President Bartlett, but from his son-in-law who was running in New Hampshire. That's a whole other matter.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Doug Weston was his name.
This is not West Wing trivia we're doing here, sadly for you. No. All right. Our category this week is...
Yeah, because you lost that.
Yeah, you did lose that. Shout out to Chris
I
Carlin.
Did.
Chris Carlin is the West Wing champion.
He
That's
is.
All I know.
What's our category?
Just trying to bring you down a little bit.
Philadelphia free agency.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Makes
how'd this,
sense.
How'd this guy, Mike and Broomall, done?
Terrific.
Okay. Do we have a specific number? How many got right?
You ready?
Yeah, we do.
Let's go.
All right. Clock will start as soon as I'm done. The first question, Philadelphia free agency is our category. Here we go.
Okay.
Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod are two of four Eagles defensive players acquired via free agency who started for them in the Super Bowl. Name one of the other two.
Nigel Bradham.
The Phillies signed three free agent outfielders prior to the 1993 season who would go on to play for them in the World Series. Name two of the three.
Eisenreich and Caviglia.
Who was the last Eagles free agent signing to lead the team in rushing yards in their first season with the team?
Can you repeat?
Who was the last Eagles free agent signing to lead the team in rushing yards in their first season with the team?
I'll say LeGarrette Blount.
Four players started all five games for the Sixers in the 2001 NBA Finals versus the Lakers, but only one was acquired free agent by a free agency. Name him.
George Lynch.
This starter on the 2008 World Series team winning team spent his first eight seasons in San Francisco before signing with the Phillies in 2008. Name him.
Huh. Well, I got four. How many
you
does
won.
I get?
4-1.
Good. What was the Sixers question?
The Sixers question was four players started all five games for the Sixers in the 2001 NBA Finals versus the Lakers, but only one was acquired via free agency.
Wow. I see. I thought Lynch didn't come back until game four.
Oh, no, Lynch started all five.
So he came back in game four of the Bucks series then?
Yeah, he started all five against the Lakers. It was, of the players who started all five, Jermaine Jones started four games, and Eric Snow started one. Otherwise, it was Iverson, Hill, Mutombo, and Lynch started all five games for them.
So Lynch started instead of Tyrone Hill?
Tyrone Hill started, too.
So Lynch and Mutombo started all five games. Iverson did.
And Hill. Those four guys did. Jermaine Jones started
That's
four
weird,
games.
That's weird, because I don't think Lynch started game one, because game one, the starters were McKee and Iverson with Jermaine Jones, Tyrone Hill, and Dikembe. I think your question's wrong.
I looked it up.
Okay.
I looked it up.
All right. Well, I won anyway. So I actually
you won
I am,
anyway.
I am looking
matter.
For a recount on a
It's just so difficult.
I got to say,
the last
listen.
Question, did you know the last answer, by
what,
the way?
What was the question?
This starter on the 2008 World Series winning team spent his first eight seasons in San Francisco before signing with
Pedro
the
Phillies. Felice.
Pedro Felice, correct. Yeah.
When these questions get this lengthy, I think we need to extend by like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not
yeah they were
to that.
Wordy. They were wordy.
I mean,
today.
like we got to go back in time how long it takes for you to read them and like just add a
I think,
few, maybe
just,
10.
Let's
or
just take
something.
It from 45 to either 50 or 55, just so we cut through that issue.
I think, we have to do that. That
I'm
was
right with
that,
that
was.
I mean, it only it's only going to help him.
It didn't
him.
Give you guys a chance.
For what it's worth, it's only going to help him.
No, it's going to help. It's going to help both people.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, of course it helps the competitor. I mean, it gives him time to process it a little bit.
I mean, look, it's all the same. It doesn't really matter. You have as long as you have the same amount of time, it's theoretically
No,
the
I understand
same.
It's fair either way, but I do think to you know, John, I agree with your point. Bottom line is I won. Let's bring Mike and Broomall back in. Mike, you gave it a go. It's three strikes and you're out. But according to me, I welcome you back and back and back and back as many times as you want
to
lose.
Sounds good to me, Joe, because I'm going to keep calling and try and win. I got yes. to win at least one, Joe.
All right.
You can do this, Mike. I'm certain.
Can I give you guys something I wish I was there for?
Yes.
Yes. The Miracle on Ice. I wish I was there.
Yeah.
How awesome would that have been?
It's a good one right there, Mike. Good call, Mike. Thanks, pal.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thank you. John and Chalfont. John, you have won a pair of tickets to the Down and Derby Wine Festival presented by Visit South Jersey. Congratulations.
Fantastic work, Joe. I mean, this was really historic. The whole pressure of you had the Harper era beginning, you had the whole outing at McGurk's this week.
All right, John, tone it down a little bit here. Tone it down a little bit.
Put all that aside and focus in on these questions. Fantastic job.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, John. God bless you, sir.
John.
All right, we're going to put you on hold to get all your information. Shut that music off. 85-9 at that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.